That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Where are you from?
LA.
Oh, you are? You from LA?
I'm from Palos Verdes, so like the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is?
Huh?
Yeah. A lot of people don't. It's like
I grew up in Pasadena.
Oh, okay. Similar.
But yeah, it's, I feel like a lot of people who, I don't know, aren't from here just don't know PV because it's so random. It's just far.
It is, but it's also just like stunning.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. A lot of the, like some of the guys I would hang out with in high school went to Loyola, and there was like a lot of like PV guys in Loyola.
Yep. Yep. So those were our favorite guys.
All boys school. But, that my nephew goes to now, which is like so funny. My brother went there and then my nephew goes there and I'm like, oh my God, you're like a Hawkeye in high school. You're like, he like dates a girl, like lives on the West Side and he like plays sports. It's so cute.
Go to Marymount. Like they,
yeah, she goes to Marymount. Yeah. It's like, it's so funny. Yeah. So you became, you know, a hormone coach after years. It's so funny. Like every time we have somebody on the podcast who does like what you do or has like started like a health conscious brand or something. It's the same story every time, which is I was sick for years. No one was telling me why. I had to advocate for myself. I discovered it was like an autoimmune or a hormone thing. And now I'm on the other side trying to educate people about having yep. body autonomy, truly. So yep. tell us about that story.
I know it really is. Even like when I listen to some of your podcasts, I listen to one with you and Shira. And I was just like, it's so many people have the same story. Yes. But it just feels so good in a way to know,
absolutely.
Like we are not like, it wasn't just us. I don't know. I felt so disgusting about
but
myself.
It's so many people, by the way, because so many people, you guys, you know, there's a small group of people and it comes with privilege who have the time and the resources to be able to, you know, figure out what is actually wrong with you. Most of America feels like complete shit and they think that's normal.
Yeah.
And they just and live like that.
The last thing they would think is that hormones could have to do any of it.
Oh my God. I mean, I talk about this all the, like my mom would have no clue. Like I'm teaching her about hormone stuff all the time now. That wasn't something that necessarily like our parents knew about or, I've been bringing this up recently, but even like there's family members of mine will be like, oh yeah, that's just normal about things that are so not normal because you yeah. don't know any different.
No, you don't. And they've felt it. So they thought it was normal. Yeah.
Yes. They, and I'm like, it's not, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it really doesn't. You're so right that it comes with privilege learning about it. But I think with things like your podcast and with just people talking about it, my dream is that some of these things can just be taught in health class when we're learning about like a man's morning wood. Like I learned about so much stuff in like seventh grade health class, but I didn't never learned that we had four phases of a cycle. I never yeah. learned any of that. And I just really hope with more talks like this, I don't know, that it can be at least a little more in the mainstream education system.
Yeah.
You know? But yes, going back to my thing, like you summarized it. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease when I was in fourth grade. So lucky.
Oh, wow.
So early. Very lucky to catch it has it.
What were you feeling in fourth grade?
I was always tired, but that was normal, right? Yeah. My sister was 3 years above me and she had got like a like a, what's it called? Baseball size, like big lump on her neck. And a doctor, or sorry, a teacher told her, like, you need to get this checked, and called my mom. So she got it checked. At the same time, they were saying, well, she has it, her levels were crazy. And they're like, she has this, like, it can be very much like run in families. Let's test my mom and me. My levels were crazy, but wow. Which is crazy since I didn't have that many symptoms yet, aside from the fatigue. So we caught that early on. My mom has it. We found out my grandma has it. Definitely runs through our life. Wow. It's just interesting though, too, that my mom, grandma, and sister have it, and none of them have it the way I have it. My sister had that. She had to take a little bit of Synthroid and then was fine.
Oh, wow.
For me, I became medicated in fourth grade, and that was just like what to even out my numbers. But symptoms started showing up in middle school once I started going through puberty. Mm. And that just like rocked my world, because we're like, well, thyroid's medicated, so I can't be that anymore. Like, what could it be? My whole life, I did not go. I just did not feel well. I didn't do anything. Looking back in that like stage of life between age like 13 to honestly 20, it's a big blur because I just like wasn't there. Now what we know is when you have Hashimoto's, you just are susceptible to so many things.
Yeah.
Always had ovarian cysts growing up.
Same.
I went to the ER, I think 4 times, thinking my appendix was bursting, and I like spent the night in the ER for them to just say it's like an ovarian cyst. Even with them saying that, no doctor ever said that could be PCOS. They're just like, oh yeah, everyone gets those.
Did they put you on birth control?
I am so lucky that I've never been on birth control, because my thyroid doctor says it could mess up the absorption of medication. Thank God for her, because
They put me on birth control for ovarian cysts when I was in 8th grade.
And how long were you on it for?
I went off of it my freshman year of college, because I had, at that time, I was on birth control. I was on an antidepressant. Or I was on Adderall. I had an antidepressant. I had Xanax to calm me down from the Adderall. And then I had like something else. And I remember being in New York and just being like, I don't want to be on anything. Yeah. And I just like, which you're really not supposed to do, but I cold turkey just stopped taking everything. And then I went back on birth control when I was probably like 24. And I remember I was dating this like really sweet guy at the time. And he was like, I think the birth control is making you crazy. And then I went off of it like a year or two later. You know, I was on it for a little bit. But that's what, you know, listen, there are times where birth control works so well for people and it's totally necessary and it has a great function, but it was a band-aid for my PCOS, which they didn't clue about.
No, that's what I was about to say. I think birth control really actually serves a purpose, and it has like a set amount of years and whatever. But when people are put on it, in 8th grade, because they say, oh, I have acne, or oh, I'm whatever. And then that's the only thing. And then you're going to be on it the next 15 years. Like, I don't think that's what it's for.
My little cousin just got diagnosed with PCOS, and the doctor said Ozempic, birth control, and spironolactone. It was
how old is he?
In her early 20s.
Okay.
21, you know? And so I said, I'm begging you not to go on any of those things. Begging you.
Yeah.
And I gave her like a discount code for parsley. And I said, please, I said, you can do all those things if you just want it. But I said, just go to parsley and invest. I was like, I will subsidize whatever you need help with. And I said, just get to the root of it, because it's never going to go away until you learn how to manage it. And so much of it is lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's nothing that they ever told me in any of my hormone. No one I talked to up until someone I talked to around 21. At this point, my family finally started to take me seriously. My whole life, it's like, it's how you feel, how you feel.
Yeah.
At 21, I had a ton of extreme weight fluctuations, like extreme. And my family was finally like, oh, whoa, like something we can physically see, you know? Before it was just like me telling them, then it was like something they could see.
Yeah.
And so they were like, okay, like we got to figure this out. And they helped me. And I was finally able to talk to a great functional medicine doctor who finally was like, well, let's test your hormone levels aside from just your thyroid.
Who found that functional medicine doctor?
I went to a doctor and she was like, I can't help you see this guy.
Wow. Amazing.
So it was, and a friend told me, it was this looking back, I'm like, this was a fate thing, and I still see him, and he changed my life. But yeah, before it was only just testing my T3, T4, just my thyroid. That's it. Finally, it was like, oh, wait, you have zero estrogen at all in your body. You're like postmenopausal.
Oh, no, my God.
Tired. But your testosterone's high. And oh, wait, like, I'm not crazy. There's actually something wrong with me. It was such a, like,
it's a lot of gaslighting that, like, you're crazy.
Oh, I was like, getting a diagnosis and telling me I had all this messed up in my body was the best thing I could have ever heard.
Yeah,
I was
like, of course.
It's an answer. So once
what
I
was
learned
the treatment for everything.
So I decided to go down the route of doing a little bit of bioidentical estrogen right at the time to just get energy back ASAP. And as soon as I did that, within a month, I was someone I never even knew was possible.
Oh,
it was
so
the person
like
I thought I was, but I was 15% of that my whole life. So as soon as I was like, wait, a little bit of like estrogen cream on my arm every morning changed my life that much. Like, wait,
you know, it's so hard when you're a teenager going through this. Cause I, you know, if I think about my husband and I talk about this all the time, and I don't want to be somebody that ever lives with regrets, but I'm sure that you, cause I can see it in your face when you talk about it, there must be, you think about the potential of what you could have been if those years you were your full potential.
All the time. And it's just like, I think about like in high school, I never went out in like just all those things. I didn't have a boyfriend. I was so insecure. I didn't have the energy. I didn't want to go to proms and things because it's just like, I was embarrassed of who I was because I was so just like dead inside. I had no energy. And I was like, I don't even want people to see this. So yeah, I look back and it's like, I don't have regrets in the way of like, there was nothing I could have done.
Absolutely.
But it's just like,
it's a shame.
It's just such a shame. And that's why, like, what can we do to talk about, like, when people do, I mean, fatigue, everyone, every girl complains about fatigue and bloating and not feeling like themselves and anxiety and depression. And I struggled so hard with all of that. And yeah, like I was on so many anti-anxiety medications throughout my childhood and teen years too. None of that did anything. And I just
makes you kind of, it extra makes you dead inside. It makes you extra dead.
Oh, extra dead. It pulled so much more out of me. Why did no doctor, when they were like checked in on me about like upping my medication and I said, I feel worse. Like, is that not a sign?
Because it's one thing if you need it because there is a mental imbalance, right? And then you can get your synapses communicating properly. And then, I mean, that's where the medication works, right? Is when you really need, but if you feel crazy because it's your hormones, you're not, it's not going to work because you're not fixing the hormones.
It's not going to work.
Wow. Exactly. That estrogen cream just changed your life like that, huh?
It changed my life like that. And I'm no longer on it. It was for a short period of time. And honestly, like to be so young on it there, it's super controversial, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, after that, I started learning about like, I want to actually learn about this. Like aside from my doctor, I want to actually learn about this. And I like went through an online program to learn as much as I can about hormones, two different ones, and continue to work with my doctor. And just like, he knows everything I do. And I kind of just shadow him and he like gives me studies every week. Like he's the best man ever.
Yeah.
But I started learning more about like supplementation, lifestyle changes. Oh, the four phases. What can I do during each phase to boost my estrogen? And things like that. And that was able to keep that like best version of myself stable without having to stay on the cream just at such a young age. And yeah, that's kind of how I got into it. And then I think at the same age when I was studying, I have so many friends who weren't feeling well and they always knew like I was like the health one and they would come to me with all their questions. This is so common that people aren't feeling well and people, I'm like, it's your hormones, like test your hormones, come back to me with the levels. I'm like, yes, this is it. So I really just think there's this epidemic of imbalance. And I think birth control has to do with it being put on it so young. I think the stress, I think depending on where you live, I think a lot goes into it, but I think it would be very rare right now to be a girl in your 20s and have completely balanced hormones and cortisol and all of that.
I know. I think about it when I think about my girlfriends. There's really only one of my friends. She's given birth three times and like she gets pregnant really easily. She has like a nice regular period that's really light. She like loses weight right after she gets pregnant. Like she just, and I like, it's so funny because you know, it took me like 2 years to get my pregnancy weight off. And I found out after I had my baby that I have PCOS. And it's just this constant like management of my hormone levels. And I like looked at her the other day and I was like, I had like had a couple drinks and I was like, your hormones are just perfect. And she was like, what are you telling me, you weirdo? And I was like, your metabolism is perfect. Like you're not tired. You don't get fucking acne. You're never bloated. I was like, your body goes right back to its normal shape after you have a child. Your period is regular. You got pregnant so easily. Like, I was just like, what does that feel like? Like, what an incredible life you have. It's normal.
No, there's a few times I see people too. I'm like, how does it feel to live my dream and have like, what?
Damn, you bitch.
You can like see it on someone too. Like, I don't know. I'm so happy.
You can. I'm just like, wow, you're not inflamed. Like, that looks cool.
Oh, you can see it. And I'm so the other way too, where it's like, I walk by people sometimes. I'm like, I know what hormone imbalance they have. I'm like, I see my old self in them or my current self or whatever. I'm like, I just want to stop them and talk to them, but I'm not going to. But I mean, hormones really are something you can physically see, good or bad, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a raging like PCOS tummy that like, I cannot, you know, and it's just like, it's this cute little pouch that I carry. And it, you know, now obviously my stomach was so big when I was pregnant, but like that's always been there. And then when I started doing research on PCOS and like learned that is a huge symptom of it, I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense that that's something that I've always struggled with.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the lists of symptoms and just seeing it sometimes can just be so relieving. Like, oh, for me, it's like facial water retention. And anytime my Hashimoto's is a little flared, depending on like what season of life I'm in.
Yeah.
And I go to the doctor and they're like, oh, well, don't forget, like, that's a sign. Like when your face is like that, like that's common. That's everyone. That's not just you. I don't know. I just like knowing it is just like the first step of like acceptance and just being like, oh, it's okay. You know,
well, give yourself a little bit of grace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center. Thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're a longtime listener, you might know that I've been drinking AG1 for like 2.5-3 years. I started drinking AG1 daily after I asked a girlfriend of mine what was responsible for so much of her glow. And I could feel a real difference in my daily health. I had much more energy. I noticed I felt more relaxed. I noticed my skin glowing. My stomach was flatter. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. And since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. I recommend AG1 to all my friends and family because it truly is a baseline. If you do nothing else the rest of the day for your health, you know that you have taken everything you need to give your body everything it needs. AG1 has a team of doctors and scientists. It's tested for 950 contaminants. It's NSF certified for sport. It is formulated based on the latest science and maintains the highest quality standards. I especially love AG1 and really depend on it when I'm traveling. I always post videos of like AG1 in water bottles, especially when we're in another country, because your digestion and your system gets so thrown off when you're traveling, and it's the one thing that I can do to keep right on track. AG1 is the supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/best. That is drinkag1.com/best. Check it out. Cromwell Wellness is a functional nutrition company on a mission to simplify how people live their healthiest, most vibrant lives, offering premium on-the-go foods and beverages that deliver maximum nutrition with minimal preparation. The 5-day reset and daily essentials make it easy and enjoyable to feed your body well and experience the benefits like more energy, better digestion, a clearer mind, and a brighter mood. And unlike most crash diet cleanses and extreme detoxes, Cromwell's 5-day reset is designed to be customizable and super sustainable. I gifted my cousin the 5-day cleanse for her birthday because her sister, my other cousin, was getting married and she just like wanted to feel good for the wedding. She literally was like, I have never felt better and felt like my stomach was flatter, sleeping better. And she's like, it was almost even too much food for me. So it's really what I'm obsessed with about Cromwell is it's not about taking away. It's about nourishing your body in the best way possible. After 5 days of superfood nourishment, you will walk away with simple, healthy rituals that fit seamlessly into your everyday life and keep you truly feeling your most vibrant. It's the perfect time to reset between Thanksgiving and the holidays and then the new year. It's a great gift. You can set yourself up for 2024. And by the way, everything that's in the 5-day cleanse can be purchased individually. So I often eat the porridge for breakfast and I use that powdered bone broth constantly, and I always bring it with me when I'm traveling. This holiday season, Cromwell Wellness is offering an exclusive discount for our Everything is the Best listeners. Just go to cromwellwellness.com and enter code BEST20 for 20% off your purchase and give the gift of health this year to yourself or a loved one.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, the Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday. So see you then.
So talk to me now about like, let's break down. I mean, you know, you talk about cycle syncing a lot, right? So like, what are your baseline, like, you know, I'm sure you work with clients and you, that's all very personal, right? So because we're not, you know, I don't want to be individualistic here. What are your baseline rules for like anybody that you're working with? Would you say like cycle syncing is pretty much like step number one?
Honestly, no. I would first say nervous system regulation is number one.
Really?
Yeah. That was like the missing piece, I think, for me. When I first started everything, I was doing all the supplements. I was cycle syncing everything. I was so stressed about it. And it consumed my life. And I wasn't responding to anything until I started working on nervous system regulation. And that can be so many things. Like I'm just such an extreme person. I go the extreme ways with it. Like my morning routine, I have this little like vagus nerve stimulator thing. I put on my vagus nerve. I do the cold water in my face.
But you know what? Those are things that seem extreme, but I've had so many people tell me how vital those things are. And I honestly am very much looking for a morning routine. So I'd love to deep dive into this because I even did it this morning and I was like, fuck, and it's perfect time that we're talking. I reached over for my phone and I opened up fucking Daily Mail and I looked at like the death count of what's happening. And, you know, I like, that's what I ingested for thing this morning.
Yeah.
Tell me what I need.
Actually is going to impact your health.
Absolutely.
With just like the access of everything that we can see every day and videos of people across the world, like not even just now, always, and the blue light and all of this, it's our bodies, like this is so new. Social media.
Yeah, I know, it's so new.
That our bodies cannot separate that we're not there, you know?
Like, we're not being like chased by a lion.
Exactly. So when we see videos or whatever, and it's just like hyper-stimulating, our body is hyper-stimulated, even if we're laying in bed relaxed, watching it. And then suddenly we're there. And that's messing up our nervous system because we're not there and we're actually safe here and now. And the blue light also is like stimulating, and so much of it isn't great for us, our body stress. So, I mean, I'm not someone who always doesn't look at my phone in the morning either. Sometimes it does get the best of me, but for the most part, I don't. And when I do, I just feel the difference in my entire day. So yeah, the first thing I do in the morning, like I said, you don't need to do these things or have these things, but this, like my current routine, my life, I have a PEMF mat. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah.
So I have that right next to my bed. And then I have my red light right there. And then I have this little like vagus nerve stimulator, which is like kind of like shocks you a little bit.
Can you talk about the vagus nerve? Because I have the OC has the vagus nerve. They have like a pillow spray that I have on my because I have on my side table. But you know what's really funny? I went to, before I even gave birth, I used to go with my friend. Her preschool would have like teachers would talk like after school, just on like kind of things that they work on with the kid. And this one teacher was so intelligent and so interesting. And he would talk about the vagus nerve and what it does in children and how they try to not get the kids to have these like crazy meltdown, like, you know, just like what that does for your body, which I was like, this is so cool. And I learned about it. Listen, I don't know. No one can really implement that in a child because kids are fucking nuts, but like it made it so clear how important it is to me. So I think I would love to know like some more tricks for that. If you talk about like what it does in our body.
Absolutely. It can put you, when you stimulate your vagus nerve, it puts you into rest and digest. And a lot of people, most people, I feel like are in this constant kind of fight or flight when you're on screens a lot. Everyone's life is just hectic, no matter what your situation is. And unless you're taking time to meditate and breathe every hour and disconnect, you're kind of living in this fight or flight. And then like you just said, going on Daily Mail and seeing these things in the news, it just is going to put you into it more. So when you stimulate your vagus nerve, it kind of goes down from your ear, kind of down your neck. Like that's where you can kind of see it on your right side. That gets your body into rest and digest. When you're in rest and digest, you can digest your food. Your hormones can start to regulate. Your body can do its basic body functions. But when you're in fight or flight, why would your body be focusing on digestion and hormones? It's just doing the best it can to like
survive.
Even though like I said, it's tricked. Your body's tricked. So ways to stimulate it, you can put an ice pack. And that's what I do a lot of the time when I don't have my stimulator. I just put an ice pack on the side of your neck. That can stimulate it. Putting your face in ice, that can stimulate it.
Oh, cool. Pumping.
So like I do the stimulator because what it does is it like basically, you don't need it. It humming will like shake it too. So kind of like vibrating.
I saw this on TikTok that this girl was like five tips for like calming yourself. And it was like tapping the nerve. And then apparently humming is like.
Yeah, humming because incredible. It's you feel it move, you know? Mm-hmm. So having it kind of like vibrate. So like I said, I use a vibrator device, but you can tap it. You can put ice in it. You can hum, you can sing, taking deep, deep breaths. Those I'd say are like the top ways, and that really, they're so simple. So that's starting your day with that like basis. You could do it all like
how long do you do it for?
Oh, 3 minutes.
Oh, easy.
So easy. Yeah, it's like the biggest life hack is that. And it's not only ups my energy, my mood, it starts my digestion. Like, I don't know. I have such slow, sluggish digestion. And when I like take the time to do it, like, oh. Things go. Like it's so great. And it's this hack that like, why are people know about rest and digest, but people don't really know how to get into it. You know, they've heard of it. And yeah, stimulating your vagus nerve is the fastest, easiest.
That must be great if you get like an ice roller and to just do your face and then do that side of your neck.
It'd be amazing. Like that would be, that's all people need to do.
Okay. I'm going to start doing that.
So crazy. So yeah, that's, so nervous system regulation. You cannot have healthy hormones if you are in fight or flight, mm-hmm. or if your nervous system thinks that it's in this constant threat. So that's the first thing I think people should work on. So through vagus nerve stimulation, through taking time, listen, I'm not a meditator. I can't, but I can listen to like a 5-minute meditation.
Yeah. I think we all can. I'm not a meditator either, but like if I actually take the time to play something,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely impactful.
It's hugely impactful. And you can just feel the difference in your body. Like you feel the facial, like you need to feel that a few times a day. And I think it's so easy when you just wake up, screens, go to work, pick up, like I understand why this stuff is not happening, you know?
Yeah.
And it feels like such a burden to do it so much of the time, but it is 5 minutes. And if you can just take those 5 minutes, knowing that your life and your health is actually going to change if you stay consistent with it, it makes it. And then you get in the routine and it becomes easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the vagus nerve stimulation, taking 5 minutes to listen to a meditation. Anytime I catch myself, I'm such like a shallow breather. So anytime I catch myself throughout the day, I just like few big breaths, like shake it out. And yeah, that's really it as far as that. I mean, I journal. We all are going to have our own things that like help with our stress and help.
No, I need to get back into journaling.
I fall in and out of it. But when I do it, it just grounds me. Getting outside more, getting morning sunlight, looking like I look directly in the sun first thing in the morning helps your circadian rhythm. That stuff sounds so simple and it's so reasonable. And it's the stuff that makes more of a difference than I would say even going into cycle syncing and supplements. Like that is the number one step.
Well, that's baseline before that stuff.
Even. That's baseline. Cause then it's going to allow you to actually absorb the things and all the things. Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everything is the Best is sponsored by BetterHelp. This holiday season, I'm sure, is odd and weird for everyone. The holidays can be really triggering. It can be a weird, odd time for everyone. And listen, I know that we're really focused on getting our family and our friends and our partners gifts, but what are you doing for yourself this holiday season? Whether or not your family gives gifts during the holiday seasons, you get to define how you give to yourself. And the holidays are such a great time to do that. So whether it's by starting therapy, going easier on yourself during the tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of complete rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. I have benefited from therapy from a very young age. And I'll tell you what always held me back from being consistent with it was the simple fact that I had to travel far to see my therapist. Los Angeles, you know, is a very widespread area. I also had a therapist through high school that when I moved to New York, wouldn't do calls over the phone. That like wasn't a thing. And this is why I want to scream about BetterHelp from the rooftops, because it's entirely online and it's completely designed to be convenient so you can be consistent. It's totally flexible. It's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Pia today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia. I'm sure 99% of you would agree with what I'm about to say, but I love Revolve. I love Revolve so much that I've been doing LPA with them for 10 years, almost. And that's because no one does it better. Revolve has every single incredible brand in every single category. It is everyone's go-to destination. Like if you have a wedding, if you have a bridal shower, if you have a baby shower, if you're going to Vegas, if you're going to Mexico, if you're going on a ski trip, it's like Revolve has it all. It's my go-to and everyone's go-to for everything. No one has better customer service. Nobody has easier returns. It's truly a life-changing go-to e-commerce site for absolutely, I mean, like literally everyone I know is constantly like sending me, oh, should I get this? And it's always a Revolve link. The LPA products that we currently have on Revolve for holiday are truly some of my favorite that we've ever made. It's a fun, gorgeous, exciting holiday capsule. I love our holiday capsules every year, but like this one in particular just feels like we've really like hit our stride. We have such cute dresses. We have stuff that will take you into spring because I try to be like mindful about that. Like the most perfect sweaters. And also, I don't know if you've ever taken a gander into Revolve Beauty, but they have everything, which is also perfect for your stocking stuffers this season. They have Charlotte Tilbury, Summer Fridays, Kosas, Elemis, and more. And Revolve Man, which I realized yesterday has like one of the best selections of Ralph Lauren, is incredible for any man that you need to buy anything for this holiday season. And I don't know if you know, but Forward is owned by Revolve. It's Revolve's sister site. And it's really the destination for all things luxury. Everything luxury that I own that is in this home has been a purchase from Forward. They have over 500 brands, consistently offer the latest and most sought after trends in fashion. It's a seamless online shopping experience, and they have new arrivals daily. Revolve always delivers with the hottest styles and free and fast two-day shipping and returns. So visit revolve.com/Pia to shop my favorites for all your upcoming plans this season. That is REVOLVE.com/PIA.
And then as far as cycle syncing, I think it's so important to know about the phases of your cycle. Mm-hmm. I don't think, and this is something I try to tell everyone, you do not need to be perfect with it at all, because it also kind of goes back to the nervous system regulation.
Yeah, because you don't want to be stressed about it.
No, I think there was a time like right when I learned about it, when a friend invited me to a workout class, and I'm like, I can't, like, I'm about to start my period, but I felt fine. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't want to go to a Barry's class with her. Like, I felt fine. Like, yes, maybe like I could have modified it to whatever, but did I really just say no to a social interaction just because I'm like trying to cycle sync perfectly?
Yeah.
You know? So I really think it's more so having the knowledge. So then once your body starts giving you symptoms, you can be like, oh, like this makes sense. This is why it's happening. And there's things I can do, like modifying my exercises. Like I'm in my luteal phase right now. I did a walk in the morning. I didn't work out. And like, that's how I feel. I don't feel up for a workout right now. But it's just having that baseline of knowledge. And then same with foods, like when I store water retention, which is so my number one symptom of everything. I just hold on to so much water. It's like, what potassium rich foods can I add in? Magnesium, just having the baseline of those things and making the small, subtle little switches. It's not like you need to change your menu every single week of the month, you know, but.
Yeah. Cause if you look at it, it'll be like, oh, you should eat this, this, this. And then I know when I first started, I was like, oh, I need to have like buckwheat and I need these things. But then it's like, you can even do simple things like add pumpkin seeds to a salad at a certain, you know, there's just like little tiny.
Little nutrients, little tiny things. And I think the exercise
workouts are really, I was going to say that it's really comes down to the workouts.
I was booking the same workout every, like, I just had my month of work planned and it was the same thing. And then once I learned, like, I mean, I wasn't feeling well, I wasn't losing weight, I was puffy, I was angry. Like, I don't know, it wasn't working for me. So I really think having that, just like moving with your energy levels and your hormone levels, especially coming from someone who had low estrogen and knows how awful that feels when your hormones are dipping. It's like, why would I go put myself through more, you know, intense workout when there's things that I can do? That's just going to like deplete me more. So I think
I was fasting and doing HIIT workouts for years and not losing weight and exhausted and felt like shit.
Like, and that's so common. And now it's probably the side of TikTok I'm on, since all I do is talk about hormones. My whole For You page is just that.
Same. But
it's like, that's all I see. But it's everyone saying, it's like, once I stopped fasting and drinking black coffee and whatever, I lost 30 pounds in 3 months once I started eating a high protein breakfast and I started implementing more low impact workouts. I mean, that is such becoming this universal experience with people with PCOS and Hashimoto's or just hormones in general.
Yeah.
Like just being a woman. And I don't know. I think it's because there was this whole like movement, but all this stuff is studied on men. Like the fasting. If you're a girl, you need to, and if it works for you for a second, like, yeah, that's because your stress hormones are just like pumping, like feeling good. It's all the adrenaline, but then you're constantly in that, your body's going to crash. You know, it's just, we all felt
the parallel PCOS. I'm sorry. The parallel PCOS formula has changed my life. But now Parallel has they have a cycle syncing.
I saw that.
Oh, it's,
they
it's
so cool. They sent it. I think that's the first thing I've ever seen like that.
It's to die for.
Which is your supplementation per week during what you have, like your different needs.
Then you're very aware every day of what phase you're in because you're taking.
That's true.
I know. That was like outside of being able to supplement with exactly what you need during each week. I also was like, damn, I'm making myself very aware of like, because like, I think it's even, I was told someone the other day, I gave it to a friend and I was like, you can even write on the week, like on the little packet, like no HIIT workouts, like walking Pilates, like yoga. I was like, just write which workouts on the 4 weeks and then you're fucking cruising.
I didn't really think of that like side of the supplementation, but it's so cool how it folds out and you can like see your month in front of you and how things change. They should honestly put, I like the idea of writing it, but I feel like they should too. Like they could put little.
You can go on their site and it like breaks down. They have, there's like tons of information. I think I was like, this should be an app. Like I was like, this is like.
I mean, that really is the first supplement I've ever seen that targets your needs. Cause we have such different needs every week, every day. But I think that's genius. And they're amazing.
Talk to me about, which I think is such a fun aspect of what you do. You're like a big recipe girl. I mean, that's a huge part of your work is teaching people how to eat properly. So how did you get into that? What are your favorite, you know, I'd love to know like examples of kind of like go-to meals for you, but also like, are you like developing recipes? Like what is that aspect of your life? Like, cause it seems so fun. Like you have such fun, amazing. Like you have that really amazing, is it an ice cream you're calling it? Which is like maple syrup, banana and cottage cheese.
Yeah. So it is so good. Yeah, I know. I would never call myself a recipe developer because all my recipes are like 5 ingredients or less. And it's
but that's great. But most people don't know how to
like blend it or throw it in an air fryer. Definitely not a, I don't know. All I love making food. Like that's my outlet. I think it started my senior year of high school. That's when I started my Instagram, but it was private. It was a different name. My face was not on it, but it was just documenting.
Wait, can we talk about the name? Because I think it was really good.
It was turmeric and tequila.
Which is just, I think, fucking fabulous.
Thank you. It was my little secret longest time. Like I would not even tell friends about the page, but I'd post on it every day and it was so fun. And it was my first time kind of going from the standardized diet to, I just started realizing, like I had the worst stomach growing up. I'm like, okay, I need to change things.
Yeah.
And I had my Hashimoto's doctor tell me that being gluten-free can really, really help your thyroid levels. So I switched to being gluten-free and it was kind of just me documenting, making my old favorite foods, but in a way that could still make me feel good. And yeah, it was just always kind of that, like taking photos. And then once TikTok came out during the pandemic, I started just like doing videos. And then eventually I started putting my face in it. And I'm like, because I stopped caring. I didn't see anyone during COVID. I'm like, I don't care.
I know. I think we all went, we were just like, fuck it.
Yeah. Like this little secret. Now anyone can see it. But yeah, now it really is. Like I said, none of my food is beautiful. None of it takes time. I would never call myself a recipe developer, but I love playing around with food combos and just like balancing my blood sugar was also a huge, huge part of me finally like figuring out how to feel energized and good again. So yeah, just blood sugar balanced meals, high protein, and yeah, just making my old favorites in a way that can now make me feel good. Yeah, it's so fun though.
And
I love
so many amazing recipes. It's what's that coconut? You have like a lemon coconut elixir.
Oh, where you blend, or is that the, okay, I didn't make this up. Someone was blending lemon and olive oil.
Oh, yeah? I do that.
That? Oh, so it was like
Isn't
viral.
Isn't the most delicious thing?
Oh, so good. And I do it with coconut oil. And that's
the
another
whole
thing.
Lemon. Oh, you do it with coconut
oil. The whole lemon, like with the peel. And then I'll either do coconut oil or olive oil, but usually coconut oil, just cause for some reason, olive oil like burns my throat in a different way, but it makes people feel good.
It does. Well, those are the little antioxidant. We make olive oil. When it burns your throat, that's literally the little antioxidants.
That's a good thing.
I know. Some people love it. Some people are like, why is my throat on fire?
I need to give it another try. That's I love olive oil. I love it on my, like, I love when it burns my throat in a good salad. But when I first had the drink, because I had a little raw honey in it too, I'm like, oh, it's sweet, but it's burnt. I was so confused. The coconut oil is like the good middle ground. But that, like, there's just so, I don't know, I just like getting creative in the kitchen. And that's like been my big outlet. Like everyone has their thing, but my brain is constantly like firing. And the only time it can actually be quiet is either on a walk or in the kitchen. Oh, so those are like the two things I do a lot of.
Well, I don't think so many people, it's so funny. Like if I ever post like a salad recipe, people will be like, wow, that's amazing. Like it makes you realize how many people don't know how to put meals together for themselves. So it's clearly resonating with so many people because I understand like there are so many things that I look at people doing that I'm like, how did you possibly do that? That comes so easy to them. And I think like going back to us not learning about our bodies when we're in high school or, and you know, our doctors not teaching us, like nobody teaches us nutrition either. So the idea of like what a well-balanced meal looks like or throwing things together is so foreign to so many people that you're really doing people such an amazing service by providing like so many incredible free recipes all over your TikTok and your Instagram. I mean, those are your most viral videos or all your recipes.
Yeah, no, it's true. And thank you for saying, I do get in my head all the time. I'm like, I'm posting the most repetitive things. Like people know by
people
now,
care.
I forget that. And I'm sure you get it from being from LA too. I'm just like this. I think everyone is like this. Like just, no. I don't know. Everyone knows everything. Everyone drinks mushroom coffee. I don't know. I just know what I'm around. Right. And I forget when I can step back and be like, oh, like people.
No,
people
we are in a very small bubble here and in New York. And, you know, cities are very different than the rest of America.
Yeah. And I need to constantly remind myself that because yeah, the response, it's crazy how people like, wait, you. Like even my mom, and she's from LA, she watches my videos and she's like, how did you think to put peanut butter on sweet potato for breakfast? I'm like, now it's her favorite breakfast. I don't know.
It's so cute. So what's next for you? Because you have this really amazing, you know, your Instagram is incredible. You're a Pilates instructor. You're doing all the, you know, you have your full certification for hormones. Are you working with tons of clients right now? Are you wanting to build this into a different business? I think it would be interesting for anyone who's listening who like from the entrepreneurial side, like where you want to take this.
I'm so still in the process of figuring it out. I'm a year, it's been exactly a year since going full-time working for myself. And it's been
congratulations.
Like, and so fun. And also, so just many challenges come up with that, as I'm sure you know. Mm-hmm. Change, like things I thought I always wanted to do have changed. And especially like with the response of people and what can I be doing that like people actually would benefit from? That's still something I'm figuring out. I'm having so much fun like posting the videos, the content, my newsletter. But I would love, like ultimately, I would love to figure out a way to, like, I don't know. I'm figuring out, like, I really would love to somehow impact like school districts to learn about things. Mm-hmm. I'd love to like partner with brands that like are like parent, like, you know, things that are doing the education, like those are longer term goals, but you're catching me in such a month where like so much has changed this month where I'm like, cool. I don't know.
Cause how old are you? What are you? 24, 25?
Yeah. I'm 24. I turned 25. I mean,
yeah, you're like a baby child, which is so cool. Cause at 24 to be able to have locked into something that you're good at, that you understand, that you can take so many different directions is really, really incredible. I mean, like at this point, like the world is your oyster. And you know what? If for some reason it pivots at any point in your life and you decide like, oh, maybe I want to go over here, you've had such an incredible, you're already gaining so much experience.
It's true. You learn so much with it. But yeah, I think this year, I've just learned how fulfilling it is really to just like in the way that I know that you'll also get when I just like talked about my journey and just like how that was such a absent dark period of my life. Mm-hmm. I can look back on it now a little bit and be like, well, I learned so much and I had to have gone through all of this stuff for a reason. And like, what can that reason be? And how can I use that to help others? And I think, so like, I know it's going to be something in this field and hopefully helping others who had a similar path to me, but still figuring out exactly what that might be.
What are like, give me three things you do in a day that are a non-negotiable that make you feel incredible that you would tell everybody to implement?
Morning walks, even if it's 5-10 minutes.
I need to do that.
That's my absolute non-negotiable. Like even beyond the vagus nerve stimulation. Bonus if I can listen to affirmations on my walk, because then I'm like, oh, like I can't look at my phone on my walk because I'm listening to something. Mm-hmm. That probably, this is just a me thing and it's because my job, but like making something in the kitchen, because again, that's the other time my brain can be quiet.
Yeah.
Cooking, walking, and honestly, like the human interaction friend thing, learning how impactful that has been for my health and everything has been game changer. So seeing a friend or at least like calling a friend.
That must have more of an impact for you considering that you were probably, like you said, you spent a lot of time at home when you were in high school because you didn't feel your best. And so you like being able to enjoy that now that you feel good must be so special.
So special. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Where can people find you?
I am at paige.lindgren on Instagram and Paige Lindgren on TikTok.
Everybody needs to follow you because these recipes and like all your tips are just, you know, it's a good reminder. I mean, I told my niece when she got the PCOS diagnosis, I said, type PCOS into fucking TikTok and just fucking scroll because there are so many tips.
Free information out there from specialized doctors. It is amazing what you can learn.
It's overwhelming, but hopefully you can, you know, pick apart the things that work for each individual and it doesn't require extreme amounts of money or doctors and right. I mean, we got to keep it, stay on the positive side of TikTok. Thank you so much, Paige.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
That was so much fun.
And happy Thanksgiving.
I know, happy Thanksgiving. So nice virtually meeting you.
You too. I hope your
nose and ear is better. And that your gut heals quickly.
Thank you. I'm going to load up on my probiotics.
You know all the things.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.